Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. When Uncle Sam dips in your pocket for most things you don't mind, but when your dollar goes to all of those standing in a welfare line, we'll rejoice you have a voice if you're concerned about the destination of this great nation. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. It represents the hard hat, gun rack, aching back, overtaxed, flag waving, fun loving crowd. Their heart is in the music, and they love to play it aloud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Cities and the towns, we don't reach for handouts, we reach for those who are down. And every local chapter has a 7-day-a-week available consultation for your frustration. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Represent the mud flap, six-pack, bear crack, overtaxed, flag-waving, fun-loving crowd, where their heart is in music, and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Go join your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Do not delay, contact today your AHBA, AHBA.
About you, I'm worried about me. Curves around midnight aren't easy to see. flashing red warnings, unseen in the rain. This thing has turned into a runaway train. Long distance phone calls, a voice on the line. Electrical miles that soften the time. Dynamite too is hooked on the wire. So are the rails of American flyers. Blind boys and gamblers, the infinite but blues, will pay up in blood when this marker comes due. To try and get off now, it's about as insane as those who wave lanterns and runaway trains. Steel rails and hard lines are always in twos. I have been here before this, and now it's with you. I'm worried about you. We're lighting the fuses and counting to three. And what are the choices for those who remain? The sign of the cross on a runaway train. This thing has turned into a runaway train. This thing has turned into a runaway train. Our love has turned into a runaway train.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music, where I get a chance to play some classic country music on my turntables and CD players. I've got two each here in the studio. And by the way, since records are making a slow comeback, if you're going to buy a turntable, make sure you check with an audio professional to make sure you get the best. Oh, coming up in the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music, I'll be playing a couple of country novelty hit records. Yeah, silly songs, fun stuff done by some major artists, not one-hit wonders, and I think you're going to like it. That was Roseanne Cash and her number one hit record from 1988 called Runaway Train. The daughter of Johnny Cash had quite a successful music career between 1980 and 1991 with a total of 25 hit records on the country music charts. I open the set with one of the monsters of classic country music, Garth Brooks, and one of his three number one hit records from 1993, the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Yeah, I know it's hard not to play a number one record from Garth Brooks considering he's had so many, but it's always good to hear some Garth Brooks.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
You know, I've played a lot of Johnny Cash records, but here's one with his wife, June Carter, and a classic hit record as well. What year is this from?
1970.
Thank you.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend. The road we have traveled has come to an end. When two love the same love, one love has to lose, and it's you she longs for, it's you she will choose. Adios, compadre, what must be, remember to name one muchacho for me. I ride to the Rio, where my life I will spend. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend. Adios, compadre, let us shed no tears. May all your mananas bring joy through the years. Away from these memories, my life I must spend. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend.
That's a 1962 hit record from Jim Reeves. Adios, amigo. It was one of 75 hit singles the Texas singer-songwriter would have between 1953 and 1980. That's 27 years of hit records. No wonder Jim Reeves is considered a country music legend. Out of the set with June Carter and her husband, Johnny Cash, with their Grammy Award-winning number two hit from 1970, If I Were a Carpenter. Now, the song may be a little familiar because it was a top 10 hit record for Bobby Darin in 1966. June Carter is from the famous Carter family. In fact, she first performed with the Carter family when she was 10 years old.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind.
Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. And
Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me. And Mama, you've always said, better look before you leave. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between.
Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen.
Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me.
Oh, Mama, he's crazy.
He's crazy over me.
Working that
They're just taking advantage of your loyalty. Everybody likes a little time and a half, but we both know your worth more than that. I'm gonna tell somebody there ought to be a law against working that way. Tell them you're taking off this body for the National Working Woman's Holiday. I'll call in sick and I'll be telling the truth, 'cause I'm sick and tired of how they're treating you. I'm gonna tell somebody there ought to be a law against working that way. Tell them you're taking off this Friday for the National Working Woman's Holiday.
That is Sammy Kershaw and his number two hit record from 1994, National Working Woman's Holiday. The song tells the story of a guy who thinks his wife is working just too hard and deserves a day off just for herself. A National Working Woman's Holiday. Not a bad idea, actually. Speaking of working women, I opened the set with the Judds and their first number one hit record from 1984, Mama, He's Crazy. It was the first of what would be eight number one hit records in a row. The mother and daughter team won a 1985 Grammy Award for the best country performance by a duo for that song.
Sweet country music.
Got a funny feeling the moment that your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. Got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that, 'cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. We'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you baby, kiss me again. Everybody swears we make the perfect pair, but dancing is as far as it goes. Girl, you never move me quite the way you move me tonight. I just wanted you to know. Unless you mean it like that, 'cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around.
They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Kiss me again.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love is Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak. You turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county. County.
Now, there's a song that was so powerful, it became a made-for-TV movie. Coward of the County from Kenny Rogers landed at number one for him in late 1979 and became a TV movie in 1981 starring, well, Kenny Rogers, who also sang the song in the movie. The song itself was also a hit record in Canada, the UK, and several other countries. I opened the set with Toby Keith and his 2000 number one hit, You Shouldn't Kiss Me Like This. The song was from his hit album, How Do You Like Me Now? Toby Keith was hot on our radios and on the record charts back then. In fact, the song is one of seven number one hits he had between 2000 and 2002. Well, I have a comedy break coming up, and this time you'll hear a comedian by the name of Reno Collier talking about his adventures with the TSA at airports. You know, when you go through security and you have your luggage put through the X-ray machine and all that stuff. Well, this is something many of us have experienced. Stick around, Reno Collier coming up, and then in the second half of the show, I'm going to be playing some great country novelty hit records. Yeah, silly songs. Fun stuff done by some major artists. Not one-hit wonders. Stick around. I'm Larry Kratz. I'll be right back.
Laugh track.
I travel a lot, right? And I traveling is brutal. Like, if you're gone all the time, it's hard, you know? And flying just sucks anyway. You're in a bad mood. Flying now, going to the airport now is like going to prison. Like, has anybody here ever seen Lock Up or been to prison?
Yeah.
You been to prison? Yeah. Going in the airport's the same thing as prison. You walk in, they just attack. Take your shoes off. Oh, shit, what did I do? I didn't mean to do nothing. Give me your belt. Shit, I ain't gonna kill myself. I'm going to Florida. Get in the cancer machine. Put your hands over your head. What did I do? Come out here. What you got in there? What's in there? What's in there? It's like, dang, man. There ain't nothing in there. Well, I mean, there's something in there, but you know, it ain't gonna take a plane down, you know? And I'm standing in the middle of the airport in Nashville. The guy's feeling me up in front of God and everybody. I'm just standing there letting him do it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And if you make me feel uncomfortable, I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable right back. So the whole time the dude's feeling around down there, I just start going like this. I'm like this. I'm like, oh, yes, sir. We ain't paying you boys enough. USA! USA!
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
Time now for our Sweet Country Music feature presentation, and this time I'm going to play a couple of novelty songs that became hit records for some major country music performers. Now, usually novelty songs are big hits for people who have one hit, maybe two, that's it. But not this time. These are just silly songs from major performers. Fun songs to listen to and may even put a smile on your face. And we all need that now and then. So, turn up the radio. Here come a couple of silly songs or novelty songs on a feature presentation from Sweet Country Music.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. And one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yow! The
day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, Lord, have mercy on me. As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival.
Flowers and wine is what I thought I would find when I came home from working tonight. Well, now here I stand over this frying pan, and you want a cold one again. I bought these new heels, did my nails, had my hair done just right. I thought this new dress was a sure bet for romance tonight. Well, it's perfect between the TV and me. I won't get so much as a kiss. As I head for the door, I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this? House on a hill with a pool. Well, this trailer stays wet and we're swimming in debt. Now you want me to go back to school. Sure bet for romance tonight. Well, it's perfectly clear between the TV and
much as the keys. As I head for the door, I turn around to be sure that I shaved my leg for this. Darling, did I shave my legs for this?
Any of you girls ever find yourself in that situation that the girl in the song is in? I hope not. That was Did I Shave My Legs for This? From Deanna Carter. Now, there's a story behind this song, of course. It was released as a single by a UK record label in 1995. It wasn't supposed to be released as a single, and three other records off the same album became bona fide hits for Deanna Carter in 1995. But Did I Shave My Legs for This caught fire with DJs around the world, mainly because of the title of the song. It actually became a number 25 hit for Deanna Carter in the United States in late 1997. I'm going to set with Ray Stevens and his 1984 novelty hit, The Story of the Mississippi Squirrel Revival, the story of a young boy's visit to a Pascagoula, Mississippi church service where a squirrel runs amok, causes all sorts of problems. Now, like Deanna Carter's song, The Mississippi Squirrel Revival was never meant to be a single, but the album track caught on with DJs around the country, and the song was eventually released as a single, landing at number 20 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
He spends all his time trying to make love work out right, but the woman he loves, she don't feel the same. No, I don't know much about love, but at least I've learned one thing: if it don't come easy, you better let it go. 'Cause when it don't come easy, there's no natural flow. Don't make it hard on your heart. You might be better off alone. If it don't come easy, you better let it go. Yeah. I know a woman, she's got a heart of gold. You know she do when it don't come easy, there's no
bought a beautiful diamond ring, offered it to the sweetest thing I know. And she said she would take it, started making some wedding plans. She looked at me and she took my hand and said, are you sure we can make it? I said, my granddad's still in love with my grandma. I said, my dad still thinks my mom's the sweetest thing he ever saw. I come from a long line of love when the times get hard. We don't give up. Forever's in my heart and in my blood. You see, I come from a long line of love. Years went by and we had a son. Now he thinks that he's found someone for him, and they're planning a wedding. He called me up on the phone today just to see what I had to say to him. Did I think he was ready? I said, oh, what his grandfather used to say to me. It's been handed down for ages. It runs in the family. You come from a long line of love. When the times get hard, we don't give up. Forever's in your heart and in your blood. Son, you come from a long line of love. We come from a long line of love.
There you go, a couple of hit records from the late 1980s. That one has a pretty good story. Michael Martin Murphy. And a number one hit for him in 1987, A Long Line of Love. The song was from his 1987 album, Americana, and not only reached number one in the United States, but also landed at number one in Canada. I'll open the set with another number one hit record, this time from Tanya Tucker, If It Don't Come Easy, from 1988. The song was from her hit album, Love Me Like You Used To, and was her ninth number one hit record on the country music charts.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
I go out walking after midnight. Out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome. After midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking. After midnight, searching for me. to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight out in the starlight.
Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. We told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell. You wanted a fool, and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone. Honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot.
Now there's a couple of oldies but goodies for sure. Thanks a lot from Ernest Tubb. The song landed at number 3 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1963, and stayed on the record chart for 23 weeks. Ernest Tubb goes way back to the early 1940s and kept on cranking out hit records until the late 60s. I open the set with Patsy Cline and her first hit record ever from 1957, Walkin' After Midnight. The debut song for the Virginia singer landed at number 2 in the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart and was literally heard day and night on country music radio stations around the U.S. Patsy Cline had arrived.
Sweet country music.
Let's finish off this edition of Sweet Country Music with a real toe-tapper. Now, I'm not sure if you remember this song from 2000, and to tell you the truth, I kind of remember it, but it was a goodie. Here's Montgomery Gentry with Charlie Daniels all night long.
Well, the party started early, about 2:45, just a few close friends, Charlie, Troy, and me. We just got started when somebody asked, how long you think this party's gonna last? I said, all night long.
All night long.
I said, all night long.
All night long.
We'll be rocking, we'll be rolling, gonna boogie woogie all night. And a bus said you had a party and you didn't call us. I'm sipping on your dance shoes to come along.
We'll be here till the cows come home, and that's all night long.
Said all night long.
I said all night long.
I said all night long.
Baby, rock a weeby rum and gonna boogie woogie all night long. Ah, guitar.
Well, they're jumping through the windows and sneaking down the halls, dancing on the ceiling, dancing on the wall. The last thing I remember before the lights went out, I jumped up on the table and I started to shout. I said all night long,
all night long,
I'll be all night long,
all night long.
We'll be rocking, we'll be rolling, going boogie woogie all night long. I mean all night long.
Boy, my foot was tapping when I heard that song. It rang a bell in my head because of the pure energy it had. All Night Long was performed by Montgomery Gentry along with Charlie Daniels. Montgomery Gentry was actually a pair of guys from Kentucky, Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry. And they collaborated with other country music stars, including Toby Keith, to create some really great country music. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sweet Country Music. Sad to say it's all over. However, another edition of Sweet Country Music is coming up real soon on this amazing radio station. Had a chance to play some really cool stuff on this edition, including those two novelty songs, the Mississippi Squirrel Revival, and Did I Shave My Legs for This? Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Larry Kratke, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. Talk to you next time.